All right, Alan, we're going to continue our discussion of ultra-processed foods. Let's talk about ultra-processed foods and inflammatory foods that can these have been tied to multiple diseases, including dementia. Are all ultra-processed foods inflammatory?
You know, in some respects, yes, Bill. You know, what you're doing is you're taking in things that are low in fiber. You're taking in things that increase your insulin levels relatively quickly. Even, you know, we know people that eat ultra-processed foods tend to eat about 500 calories more per day than people that eat, you know, a significant amount of fiber. And, you know, in the United States, the amount of fiber consumption is very, very low compared to other countries.
Yeah, some numbers say we get less than 5% of Americans get the adequate amount of fiber.
Yeah, and I think some of those people aren't even being truthful. I mean, when we go through dietary logs and studies and things, people really do not take in an adequate amount of fiber. And, you know, we're aiming, my diet is close to 40 to 50 grams per day. I'm happy if somebody gets 25 to 30 grams per day, but a lot of people are getting in 5 grams per day. When they go to McDonald's, they're getting no fiber unless they eat the wrapper. You know, if they eat the bag it came in, they might get some fiber. But other than that, they're not getting any fiber. You know, Bill, you have some ideas of substitution so they can get fiber into their diet along with, you know, having healthy food. So instead of a potato chip, what would you have?
Well, potato chip, you'll have some whole potatoes, cut potatoes. And instead of the average cereal, you can have shredded wheat, which is it's not ultra-processed. Interesting, Haagen-Dazs vanilla ice cream is not ultra-processed. It only has 4 ingredients. So if you look carefully, you can find non-ultra-processed foods, but you really have to work for it. Yeah. Alan, your wife is the one person that I know that does the best in shopping for non-ultra-processed foods. Where does she shop?
At a farmer's market. And when we don't have one available at Whole Foods, you know, we'll get into some podcasts in the future about what you should buy organic, when you can be cheap and not buy things organic. But, you know, you're shopping in the periphery of the grocery store. The center of the grocery store is for my laundry detergent. The periphery is where you're getting those things. And, you know, we do not eat processed foods. It takes more work. But these processed foods, you know, they're inflammatory foods. They've been linked to dementia. There was an interesting study that was just published last month. It was a 13-year follow-up. It was related to people that had the most inflammatory foods, which are these ultra-processed foods that we're talking about, had a higher incidence of Alzheimer's dementia and any other kind of dementia. So the risk went all the way up, you know, through the different types of there's about 100 different types of dementia. But the risk was for any type of dementia. So we really want to avoid these ultra-processed foods. And then we want to substitute foods that are lower, that are flavonoid-rich foods, because we know those lower your risk of dementia.
And I know that you've said in the past, especially fruits, such as blueberries, strawberries.
Yeah, you want to look at the skin. So the skin of the berry, there's, you know, the Nurse Health study and other studies. Some of these foods have as much benefit almost as statins. In my mind, maybe have more if we could do, but these dementia and diet, you know, flavonoid-rich diet does lower your risk of dementia in the future, as well as cardiovascular disease.
Yeah, dementia and heart disease are the two main things that come to my mind when people talk about inflammatory foods and body inflammation.
Yeah, well, you know, those are the two main ones. You're absolutely right. But in a circuitous route, it increases diabetes. It increases, you know, there was a study with pain. People that had these higher intake of inflammatory foods had a higher index of pain. So when we changed their diets, actually their pain decreased. So changing our diets is an easy thing to do. It keeps our body sharp. It keeps our mind sharp. And there's really no excuse for doing that. You don't want to be eating things that you look like something I made in my high school chemistry lab.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about earlier. When you read some of these labels, it reminds you of chemistry, the chemistry lab. They've got 25 different ingredients. I had a chicken from cooked chicken. It was a baked chicken. Now, you would think that that would be healthy to buy a baked chicken from a grocery store. But in fact, it had 35 different ingredients. And when I looked these ingredients up, several of them are known to be known carcinogens, as well as being all of them being ultra processed.
Yeah, but if you make chicken in your house, you know, you want a chicken that ideally is free ranged, or beef if you're going to eat it. You want one that was grass fed, not grass finished. Grass finished meant they shoved some grass in its mouth the day it killed it. But you want grass fed, you want truly free range if you're going to eat those. You know, in full disclosure, I am a vegetarian, have been for many decades, but you don't have to be. But you really want to think about the Mediterranean diet. The Mediterranean diet is a diet that doesn't have ultra-processed foods. Our mind diet, which is similar but more greens in there, does not have ultra-processed foods, and I would hope people would look those up. You know, the DASH diet, which helps with hypertension, does not have inflammatory foods in it and does not have ultra-processed foods. So there's very good diets out there that you can scroll through. We'll go through those diets one by one in future podcasts.
Continuing our talk about healthy foods, our next podcast, we're going to talk about fiber.